now bring you Reflections on the Word with pastor and educator Dr. John Vance.
There's something wonderful about human beings being in the image of God, and it is this. We alone have the capacity to transcend ourselves and to refocus our lives by the grace of God. Now, rocks can't do that, and you know that. Flowers really can't do that, and you know that. There's not a beast of the field or a beast that swims in the ocean that is able of doing that. It is unique to being human. And Jesus addresses this to us. He is saying to us, you need to be recentered in your life. And it is trust in the eternal alone that will lift you up out of the mire and the muck and insecurity of life. Our nasty short lives are elevated and transformed when we look to that one who is eternal. We sing lots of hymns to this effect. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We sing hymns about he is strong and we are weak. We teach that to the children. That is an absolute fact. And we alone are able to transcend our weakness and our insecurity when we are recentered and our focus is up on the divine. Recentering. I learned what recentering meant some years ago when I saw a missionary film. And there was a tribe in North Africa and they had a cure for headache. An interesting cure for headache. They had some kind of theory behind the fact that the reason that we get these headaches is simply because there's bad blood up here. And so it showed a picture of one of the tribesmen sitting almost in a lotus position, and he had a rubber band around his head, and he had an awl, and he was screwing it into his head to let out the bad blood, to keep the pressure on. And the commentator went on to say, you know, this man did cure his headache. He'd so injured himself with the awl that he couldn't focus on the headache, and now the pain was in the actual way in which he went about to deal with his headache. You can always deal with a headache by hitting your finger hard enough. And the pain here will go away. You can only concentrate on this. Now, that is recentering yourself in a real sense, isn't it? The pain of life, if you continue to focus on it, will grow and grow and grow. And the way we transcend that pain in this little homespun illustration is simply to recenter ourselves upon the eternal. There is a sense in which looking and trusting in Jesus and the eternal Word of God through Him, we are recentered and refocused, and for some reason that really makes a lot of our worries go away. It's simply Jesus teaching that the reason that we're so subject to the acquisitive spirit, acquiring this and that and worrying over everything, is because we are in the mire of it. We need to be refocused and to focus upon that one who's eternal. Now, I need to learn this lesson, let me tell you, over and over and over again. The nature of life is that you take your eyes off of that one who is eternal. The acquisitive mind and the mindset leads to life, surely, in the words of Hobbes, of being solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. But trusting God recenters us to serve the living God and to serve one another. It refocuses us to understand that life truly has meaning and only has meaning as we make God and see Him as the center of our existence in Jesus Christ our Lord. It is only through Him that we find true joy and true peace. In this passage, Jesus is calling us to get out of ourselves and into the things of God. The most insecure place in the world is to be in yourself. The most secure place in the world is to be in Christ. He challenges us to leave the world of shadows, and He challenges us to come into the reality of daylight. Jesus calls us to leave the darkness and to live into light, to look not at our nasty situation, but to look to His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the teaching, and there is nothing like it. it truly leads to life and to joy and to peace. Get out of yourself. You will worry. Look to the Lord that these things might fade, because your gaze is so fixed upon Him that you can see no other. And what you do see in the light of His light is that these things are put in perspective. They're smaller than you think they are. They're not as important as you think they are. First, seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things will be added to you. Amen.
This has been Reflections on the Word with Pastor and Educator Dr. John Vance. A production of Redeemer Broadcasting, we invite you to join us each weekday at this time for Reflections on the Word.